Classifications of agency. There are three categories or types of agency: universal agency, general agency, and special agency. The type of agency relationship, in large part, determines an agent's responsibility and liability. Universal agency. A universal agent has a broad range of authority to act for a principal. This agency relationship comes with a significant amount of responsibility. As a universal agent, an individual has the power to act for the principal in all transactions. Real estate brokerages rarely use universal agency. An example of universal agency would be an adult child with the authority to act for elderly parents and carry out all their financial and business matters. The universal agent's duties are many and varied, often extending to the limits of the law. In other words, the universal agent can perform all actions that an agent may legally carry out. Universal agency is created with a power of attorney. General agency. A general agent has less authority than a universal agent. As a general agent, an individual has the right to represent their principal in a particular type of transaction or business. One common example of a general agent in real estate is the property manager. The property manager is primarily responsible for preserving the value of an investment property while generating income for the owners. In a property management situation, the broker, not the sales agent, is the general agent of the owner. A property manager is the general agent of a property owner. The agent's duties may include such activities as securing tenants, collecting rents, caring for the premises, budgeting and controlling expenses, hiring and supervising employees, keeping proper accounts, and making periodic reports to the owner. In addition to all of these duties, it is the property manager's responsibility to be knowledgeable and competent regarding the law relating to property management. Because the property owner has given the agent so much authority, the owner is liable and accountable for all the agent's actions. Special agency. The special agency relationship is the most limited of all the agency relationships. Sometimes it is even called limited agency. In a special agency relationship, the agent may perform only limited duties for the principal. The special agent cannot bind, obligate, the principal, because they are not allowed to sign or accept any terms or conditions on behalf of the principal. The special agent must only follow the instructions of the principal. In real estate, the listing agreement establishes a special agency relationship between the broker and a seller or landlord. A buyer-tenant representation agreement will also create a special agency relationship with the broker. A seller's agent, a buyer's agent, a landlord's agent, and a tenant's agent are all in a special agency relationship with their principals. The relationship between broker and agent. Another example of the general agency relationship in real estate is the relationship between a broker and their associates. A license holder sponsored by a broker will act as the general agent of that broker. A general agent may bind the principal, meaning the agent may sign specific contracts and agreements in the principal's name. The broker's agents are authorized to carry out any number of activities typical of this business. Such activities include, but are not limited to, securing listings from sellers and landlords, securing buyer representation agreements from buyers and tenants, marketing listed properties, showing properties to prospective buyers, preparing offers, negotiating offers. The broker authorizes the license holders to carry out all of the above activities and more. As the principal, the broker is liable for all of the actions of these agents. This relationship places a tremendous responsibility on the broker, as it is the broker's duty to oversee all the activities of the license holders sponsored by the firm. The broker must ensure that all activities are handled legally and ethically within the law, and that his or her agents comply with the Texas Real Estate License Act and TREC rules at all times. The best way for the broker to accomplish this is to sponsor conscientious, well-trained individuals. The broker is responsible for the following types of activities on the part of sponsored license holders: compliance with fair housing laws, compliance with advertising regulations, use of promulgated forms, compliance with regulations for disclosure, compliance with all aspects of the Texas Real Estate License Act. The broker would not be responsible for the following types of activities on the part of sponsored license holders: timely renewal of license, completion of continuing education requirements, adequate opportunities for generating income, company car, health insurance, vacation, or disability benefits,